Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast on this sensational Sunday that is, well, it is the birth date of my mother-in-law, 95-year-old, straight from the Word of God.
Amen.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Anyway, Mama's celebrating her 95th birthday today, right, baby?
That's it.
And that is my handsome husband and her son. And, oh, I almost forgot our Do Not Fear. Forgive me. April 30th. Do not fear, Scripture says, overhearing what they said, Jesus told him, don't be afraid, just believe.
Hallelujah.
And that is exactly kind of my mother-in-law's calling card.
Exactly
only
right.
Believe. Only believe.
Well, this is going to be a lot of this. We're going to talk about Mama.
Little tribute.
Tribute to her. But there's a lot of wisdom in this. For all of us.
Amen, it is.
All of us. If you've ever been around my mom, as she's called Miss Annie Ruth, any period of time, you'll undoubtedly hear her speak those words with authority and anticipation. You ain't seen nothing yet.
That's right.
Now, that may not seem all that remarkable to you, but considering she's 95 today, she lives with more enthusiasm than I've seen a lot of 20-year-olds.
That's right.
At 95, well, I'm sorry, let's do this first. At 80, she learned to use a computer.
There you go.
To play video games with her granddaughters. She did her first telephone teaching broadcast. And she's taught Bible classes.
Oh, my goodness.
Not only her home church.
Over the years, for
but
sure.
But another church 30 miles away every Tuesday. And she just loves tormenting the devil every time she gets a chance. In fact, if you're riding with her or with her anywhere, it's not unusual to hear her. I remember, let me just tell you this, about a year ago, I was taking her home, and I forgot something in the other car, and I went back to get it, and I said, Mom, I'll be right back. I got out of the car, walked to the other one. When I got back in the car, she was rolling down the window. And she said, get out of here, devil, and don't come back. She rolled the window back out. But I noticed her speech was just a little slurred, and I was concerned what might be causing that. So I said, Mom, we need to go to the ER. She said, okay, because she recognized it too. Before I could get the mile to get onto the highway that goes around our city, which would take me down to the hospital, she rolled the window down again. And she said, I told you, devil, get out of here. But I want to tell you, within the next half mile, as I was starting to take the exit to the hospital, she started talking again. And there was no slur in her. Her words. There was no stroke.
Yep, no disconfiguration at all. She was good as new.
And she would say, all is well.
That's right. And you know, there was another time, years ago now, that she was, well, she was still in up in years, though, maybe in, I'm thinking, 80-ish. Anyway, she fell down the back stairs going to her Tuesday class. She's so mad at the devil, she said, hey, ain't nothing stopping me. So she went on to that class, taught it, and when she found out later, she had cracked ribs. And that, if you've ever known, is extremely painful and a bad injury. And it oftentimes is fatal to somebody who's in their 80s, but not Mama. Uh-uh. Mama's going to give the devil, she'd take him to the backyard, the back woodshed, and beat him up.
That's
anyway,
it.
He's got to be crazy to think that she's going to fall for anything that he pulls on her.
That's exactly right.
Because she's been speaking the word of God and helping people for, well, she was saved at 12 years old.
That's
and it. And the devil has just been beaten up ever since.
That's right. That's exactly right.
That's it.
And so, by the way, it was 6 ribs that she broke.
Wow.
And the doctor, she went to the doctor after she did that teaching. He said, I'm surprised you're still alive.
Yeah.
But
point being that, you know what, when you got your faith solidly rooted in the Word, and I'm telling you, we preach it every day, solidly in the Word, that's the kind of way you can live your life.
That day, she preached to 35 people in that Bible study. They needed the Word of God as a rudder, allowing them to sail through turbulent waters.
That's it.
Amazing. Mm. Actually, I don't think it was that day. Maybe it was a couple of days later. She went to the doctor. She didn't allow herself to be drawn into a pity party because of the pain she was feeling.
Mm.
But rather, she gave giving God the glory right there in the doctor's examination room.
Yeah.
Now, she never had any formal Bible training, but she knows more Bible than any Bible professor I've ever met. Truthfully, though, she does have a PhD in faith.
In faith, there you go.
It's not unusual for people who've lost their way or need help staying on the straight and narrow path to call or stop by her home.
That's right.
Just to receive encouraging word, scriptural assurance from Miss Annie Ruth.
That's right. I mean, I'm not talking just older people. I'm talking 18, 19, 20-year-olds still go to Mama for wisdom and direction and just plain the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
That's exactly right. My father passed away on October 18th, 2020, on their 74th wedding anniversary.
That's right.
And 2 days before.
Yeah, on Friday. That was on a Sunday.
2 days before the doctor, people at the hospital, told Mama that Dad was going to probably not make it through the night.
Yeah.
And she said, yes, he is.
Amen.
He's going to live until our anniversary. And he did. And he did. And to tell you how the presence of God permeates wherever they are, the nurses on that floor that day brought a cake and gifts.
The head nurse and all the other nurses around.
They were celebrating.
And flowers and a card to celebrate their anniversary.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Daddy's hometown. And then there was just not even that many years ago, honey, maybe two or so, when Mama fainted at the house.
Mm-hmm.
And we called her favorite nurse at the time, and she came a-running. But on the way to the emergency room, they won't let us, of course, go with her.
Because we also call the emergency personnel.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
she was...
When we got to the house, I need to tell you this first. The day after we buried my father, I called Mom the next morning and went to see her.
Well,
and I said, Mom, we need
to
talk.
Talk to her about staying alone in her big house.
And she said, before you say anything, let me just tell you, I've lived in this house 45 years. I'm not moving out.
And I'm not going anywhere.
I'm not going anywhere. And I don't need anybody spending the night with me or sitting with me during the day. I got the Holy Ghost, and that's what I need. And that's it. But anyhow.
She coded how many times on the way to the hospital?
20 times.
20 times. 20 times.
If you don't know what that means, it means her heart stopped.
And we were, and at
7:25 that night.
Yep.
In the emergency room. We weren't there yet.
Yeah.
They'd just gotten her there. The doctor in the emergency room who'd been the ER doc in charge for 25 years.
Pronounced her dead.
At 7:25 that night. But at 7:26, she started...
The Holy Ghost.
She started breathing again.
That's it.
2 days later, I took her home.
2 days later, we took her home. Mama's
like that old Timex commercial. You know, the watch commercial?
Yes.
Takes Timex. A licking, keeps on ticking.
But, you know, the significance of you ain't seen nothing yet. That's a magnificent statement because it's the it really conveys an atmosphere of expectation. And like Mama, no matter what your age, I'm telling, no matter what your age, you need to be living in the glorious anticipation of what God is going to do in and through you during the remainder of your life, regardless of the circumstances the devil throws your way. That's why we preach daily to raise your level of expectation, to purpose in your heart, to shake your fist at the devil. He doesn't have, look, Matthew 28:18 says, all power was given to Jesus in heaven and on earth.
Yes.
Remember, he made it open display by defeating the enemy. So if he wants to say, shake, don't be afraid. That's what we're teaching all this year. Don't be afraid. He has no authority over you.
That's
Luke 10:19 says, I have given you authority over all the ability of the enemy, and nothing, that's another scripture mama loves, nothing shall by any means hurt you. And that's where I tell you, don't give him an inch. He thinks he'll be a ruler. Do not give in to anything that the enemy is trying to throw your way. Tell him, wait a minute. You don't have any authority over me. Take a stand, because you have a glorious inheritance, an inheritance so amazing that you need to be living it to the full every day.
In anticipation of what the Word of God says.
That's right.
Is going to manifest in your life as a believer.
Quote Ephesians 1:14, honey, classic Amplify Bible.
It says, that spirit is a guarantee.
Woo!
Of our inheritance, the first fruits, the pledge, and the foretaste, the down payment of our heritage, and anticipation of its full redemption, and our acquiring complete possession of it, to praise the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
You know,
we use that Miss Annie Ruth scripture. You ain't seen nothing that.
That's it.
Yet, with a lot of people, because they need to remember and really, I mean, be speaking it. You need to be speaking the truth, and obviously we speak the Word, which is the truth.
When you have that you ain't seen nothing yet attitude,
that's right.
You'll find that God will show himself strong. Ooh. On your behalf.
That's right.
If you only trust in him.
That's right.
And that's a fact.
All the promises, think of the promises in the Word of God.
God is not like a man that's weak. There's a powerful point also found in Numbers 11. The Israelites had grown weary of manna and complained to Moses to find them meat. Their complaint made God very angry with them. Numbers 11:1. When the people complained, it displeased the Lord, and the Lord heard it, and his anger was kindled. And the fire of the Lord burned among them, consumed them to the outermost parts of the camp. Although their attitude displeased the Lord, he told Moses to tell them the very next day he would provide meat for them for a whole month. Numbers 11, 19, and 20. I remember the first time you were talking
about it. I had the revelation of that one. I
know
it was in the Living Bible, I think, though.
11, 19, and 20 says, and it won't be for just a day or two or for 5 or 10 or 20. You will eat it for a whole month until you gag and are sick of it. For you have rejected the Lord who is here among you, and you have whined to saying, why did we ever leave Egypt? Let me just tell you this. It goes on to say in verse 21, there are 600,000 men. Hallelujah.
This is Moses speaking. 600,000 men alone, yet you promised them meat for a whole month? If we butchered all our flocks, it wouldn't be enough. We would have to catch every fish in the ocean to fulfill your promise. Now listen up. Listen up, because this is the word of the Lord. Verse 23, Living Bible, gives us God's overpowering response to Moses' doubt. Moses, who was so powerful, says, then the Lord said to Moses, when did I become weak?
And the point you made, I remember it well. You said, God is not in heaven wringing his hands over any situation we're facing.
That's right.
He is not weak. He will show himself mighty on our behalf. He just wants us to trust him.
That's it.
And what we want you to know is that you need to remember God is not weak, and you ain't seen nothing yet.
That's exactly
so
right.
So no matter what you're facing, hallelujah.
Have the best birthday ever, Mama.
Yeah, we love
you. And if you, if you want to say something, you can to Mama a greeting. You can write Harold@HaroldHerring.com, and we'll pass it along to her.
We absolutely will.
Or Facebook or whatever.
Well, until tomorrow morning, God bless you. Happy trails.
And tonight at 6 p.m.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For Rich Thoughts TV. Amen.
This one, man, is so good.
Mm.
I'm going to have to take notes on what we wrote and said.
That's good. Anyway, you join us tonight or tomorrow and tomorrow morning, too. And until then, God bless you. Happy trails. And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.